This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Senator Dick Durbin is pushing for tougher regulation of the e-cigarette industry. The senior Illinois Democrat is calling on the FDA to ban flavored e-cigarette products he says are deceptively marketed to kids. He says more than a quarter of Illinois high schoolers are now using e-cigs, also called vaping. Durbin raised his concerns yesterday during a visit to Advocate Bromen in Normal. He also spoke to reporters about the Mueller investigation, the Trump administration's trade moves, and decriminalizing marijuana. GLT's Ryan Dunham was there and has this report.
Is there any doubt in anyone's mind who they're marketing to and how they're marketing? They're selling to kids an addictive product. It's the same story that we went through with tobacco, cigarettes. So we've got to do more. I called on the FDA, and I know they've got their problems with statutes and regulations and timing and court challenges. But I've told them, you can't put this off. This has to be a priority. We're seeing millions of kids who are being lured into this addiction on a regular basis because of this flavoring. So they've started regulating products, including the Juul device, but they delayed their oversight for 5 years. 5 years? Where will we be in 5 years? I was pleading with Dr. Gottlieb, you can't wait 5 years, for goodness sakes, to get this done. In the last 4 years, e-cigarette use has increased among high school students by 300% nationwide. Where will it be in 4 or 5 years?
Senator Durbin, are you skeptical of e-cigarettes, even for adults, ostensibly as a smoking cessation tool?
If that were all that was happening, that adults were shifting from tobacco cigarettes to e-cigarettes, I'd have to say, well, I don't think it's a good choice, but it is an improvement on a bad choice. But when you have children being addicted, it's a totally different issue as far as I'm concerned. This addiction, as was mentioned earlier by Dr. Nevin, I believe by Camille, may lead from vaping to tobacco products instead of the other way. And that to me is the most insidious part of it.
The Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, recently came out in favor of decriminalizing marijuana. What do you think of that idea, and do you think it's a real possibility if Democrats were to win the Senate in November?
Well, I want to explore that. I want questions answered. I sat down with him before he announced it, and one of the things I suggested, I came out for medical marijuana. And I did because of the notion that if this chemical has a medical property that alleviates suffering or cures a disease, why would we treat it any differently than any other chemical that could do the same thing? That was my premise. Then I went to a medical marijuana clinic. I don't think many of my colleagues have done that, but one in Springfield. And I was kind of surprised what I saw. They took me back to a table and they said, okay, here is Leonardo da Vinci's man illustration. And here are arrows pointing to different parts of the body. And those arrows would say things like, if you suffer from headaches, you need THC-21A. If you suffer from a sore throat, then you need THC-46B. On and on and on. Overweight, take THC so-and-so. And I thought, and then you go to the next table where they say, which ones of these do you want to buy? And my question to them was, how do you connect up that particular medical problem with that strain of marijuana research? Where did you do the research? You didn't do it here. No, you can't do it here. You can't legally research the impact of marijuana products on a medical basis because it's a listed narcotic. Research in China. Research in Europe. So what I said to Schumer was, if we're going to move forward with this, and it appears America with 9 states already condoning recreational marijuana, can we at least invest some money into the medical side of this to understand if it has a property? Could you replace the use of opioid products with some form of marijuana? Is it better to do that? I don't know the answer to that. It's been suggested. So I asked him to put that in. So I start, I'm not diving headfirst into this issue. I've got a lot of questions to be asked and answered. I certainly understand the premise that smoking a joint shouldn't ruin your life with a criminal conviction. That to me is ridiculous, and I've seen it happen. And I've seen people disqualified from a lifetime appointment to the federal bench because they smoked a marijuana cigarette after they graduated from law school. Seriously, that disqualified a person from being considered for a federal judgeship. That's mindless. So I have a kind of open mind about this, But I want some questions answered.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Senator Durbin spoke to reporters Tuesday in Normal. He was asked about this week's trip to Beijing by the Trump administration's top trade officials.
Well, I worry about this issue because I don't think our trade relationship with China has been good. I think we have a trade deficit with that country that has been growing. Their manipulation of currency gives them an advantage which even our best producers can't overcome. So certainly we have our trade issues with China and should pursue them aggressively at a number of different levels. But the loose talk and tweets about trade wars not hurting really ignore the obvious. The first casualties in a trade war are farmers. They're the ones who depend for 25% to 50% of their income on exports. And if we have a trade war which excludes soybeans to China or corn to another country, the net result of it is going to be felt right here in Illinois first and foremost. If NAFTA went away, our corn exports would be dramatically impacted, and the corn prices are too low already. So let's take care to do this in a thoughtful, responsible way, without the name-calling, without the tweets. Let's lead this to a negotiation where we do it honestly and realize we can't win on every issue. The Chinese still want to export to us, but we want fairness when it comes to our exports to them.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted last week to approve a bipartisan bill to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being fired, despite warnings from Senate leaders that the bill is unlikely to receive a full vote in the Senate. I asked Senator Durbin, who sits on that committee, whether it's a symbolic move or if he thinks it has a real chance of reaching the Senate floor.
Senator McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, has said he will not let it reach the Senate floor. That's unfortunate. It passed out of the committee 14-7, bipartisan roll call, and it said not just this independent counsel, but all future independent counsels will be protected from being terminated without cause. And there is a process where you can take it to a court to make the final judgment as to whether cause exists. So it was precipitated by the current situation, but it applies way beyond it. I think it is a sensible way to approach this topic. But I don't believe that McConnell will let it come to the floor. I think he thinks it's too divisive in his own caucus.
Durbin also responded to a report being released this week by Governor Rauner's task force on the Quincy Veterans Home, which has been hit by an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. Durbin says he doesn't think it's time to go to President Trump for help on the issue, although he says there is a role for the federal government to play.
I read the preliminary report and the options, and I think that any good solution involves rebuilding some of the facilities there. Some of them are ancient, and they're preserved for historic purposes, but they don't serve the medical needs of the veterans and their families effectively, and sadly, they are dangerous. The plumbing in these buildings is so old that the Legionnaires' bacteria, which was detected in 2015, reappeared in 2017, and they did the DNA. It was the identical bacteria. They had gone back to look and said, we never got rid of it. Despite 2 years of effort. So it's time to concede the obvious. They put filters upon filters in place now, and they seem to have a safe supply that can see them through the transition. The good news is the federal government, the U.S. Veterans Administration, will pay for 65% of the cost of construction. We have grants for that purpose. And I've said that to the governor, as Senator Duckworth and I both want to stand by anyone who is ready to try and alleviate that danger at the Quincy Veterans Home.
That's Senator Dick Durbin speaking at Advocate Broman in Normal. I'm Ryan Denham.
See more from Durbin's e-cigarettes push in Normal, including comments from an Advocate Broman doctor, at our website, wglt.org.